AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Russian military has sustained another major blow in the Ukraine war that is already seen as a major blunder.
The flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet has sunk, though just what happened remains unclear.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile, but we are also not in a position to refute that.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does believe there was a significant explosion and fire on the cruiser Moskva, and while a defense official had said earlier it appeared the ship was moving on its own.
We are no longer able to make that certainty.
Shortly after Kirby spoke, the Russian military said the ship sank while being towed to port. Its loss greatly reduces Russian firepower in the Black Sea, on top of being a symbolic defeat. The Kirby had said earlier it's hard to gauge the long-term impact on Moscow's navy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Frank James made a court appearance in New York. The man accused of shooting 10 people at a Brooklyn subway station was ordered held without bail. One of the 10 people shot was Harari Benkata.
In the back of the knee, and it came out. No, I was hitting, in the back, and it came out the front.
Benkata tells the AP he was just feet away from the man police say detonated smoke bombs and started shooting.
I thought it was just a regular fire, a little small fire, you know. But then the smoke kept escalating to black smoke, like 9/11. You remember how it kept escalating? Like, the whole train was just pitch black. And as everybody's running to the back, then the shots just ring out.
James's lawyer later asked the public not to prejudge him. Dustin Thompson, an Ohio man who claimed he was only following presidential orders from Donald Trump when he stormed the Capitol, was convicted of obstructing Congress. Recreational marijuana sales will start a week from today in New Jersey. The Dow lost 113 points. This is AP News. Pfizer says it will push for approval for coronavirus booster shots for younger kids.
The pharmaceutical giant Pfizer says it wants to expand COVID boosters to children ages 5 to 11 using the lower dose formula designed for kids. It says its latest survey shows 140 youngsters who'd already gotten two shots were given a booster 6 months later, and that extra vaccine generally revved up their immune response. More than two dozen of those research participants showed a 36-fold increase in virus-fighting antibodies, making them more able to fight off the contagious Omicron variant. The research has not yet been peer-reviewed. Boosters are recommended for everyone 12 and over, but only for younger children with weakened immune systems. Now Pfizer will seek that extra boost for healthy children 5 to 11. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.